segment number two of our Open Home Hour. It's where we cover our weekly to-do. If you have your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, you see dimmers there. And in 1878 was when Edison filed for a patent on the light bulb. 81 years later, in 1959, then another gentleman changed the lighting industry, a guy by the name of Joel Spira, who invented the dimmer with a diode and an auto transformer. You know, you may not have heard of Joel, but you may have heard of the company he then founded, Lutron Electronics. And now, Ben, 61 years later, we still have homes being built without light dimmers. Well, what's taken us so long to catch on here?
You know, it's crazy when you think about it, because everybody really enjoys having a dimmer, be it in the kitchen or bathrooms for, you know, the middle of the night. You don't want to get blared by light first thing, you know. And some people just... it's easier just to turn it on and off, and they don't have to mess with the settings on it.
You know, my favorite use for the dimmer is waking up in the morning, not having that light bulb go off, walking into the shower, you know, moving from the bedroom to the bathroom to get ready for the day. Not having that glaring light bulb, it makes it a much easier and more comfortable transition.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think having them in the bathrooms is essential for that reason only, or in the middle of the night. When I replaced the can lights in my kitchen, I realized that the LEDs I put in were incredibly bright. Put in a dimmer just to make sure that I didn't have that blast of light first thing in the morning when I'm going to get my coffee or going to wake up the kids, because that's brutal. I mean, those LEDs are really bright.
It's really fun to do it to the kids in the morning, but it's not fun to do it to yourself.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I have no problem turning the kids' light on, but I don't want to have that happen.
So if somebody's going to tackle this project, it's a nice little upgrade. It's one that is extremely affordable in most cases. Where do I start?
First thing you're going to want to look at is what you've got as far as light fixture currently and the lamp that you have in that fixture. Some lamps are not dimmable. So before you go and get a dimmer, you want to make sure that your light itself is compatible with dimming. Like CFLs are not, most CFLs are not compatible with dimming based on how the light is actually produced inside that bulb. LEDs will say dimmable, and any new fixture that you buy will say dimmable on it or not.
I see CFLs going the way of the dinosaurs. I think LEDs are going to probably replace that.
Oh, absolutely.
On a 10-year time frame.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think most people that we talk to want the LEDs, and they want to get rid of the CFLs. The LEDs last longer, they're more energy efficient, and you can do more things with an LED than you can with a CFL.
So that would be the first step. Put it in your mindset. You're jumping straight to the LEDs.
Yep, absolutely. It just makes things easier. You get better light quality, and you don't have to worry about, is your bulb compatible? You can just swap them out. You know, check the box, double check. It's always good to double check in case you grab the wrong one at the store. They're the way of the future. It's cheaper, they're better functioning, and you can get some really fancy ones too.
So if I've got a bedroom that I'm trying to do this in, and it's got a typical fan light combination in it, are there any notes I need to climb up on a ladder and take from the fan, the manufacturer, before I go shopping for my dimmers?
The ceiling fans, again, I mean, you shouldn't have any issues with the fan. It'll come down to the lamps that are inside the light kit on the fan itself.
Just the bulbs themselves.
Yep, because you're just reducing the power that's getting inputted from that switch to the fan.
So I've got my new LED bulbs. I've got my dimmer switch. But coming to the actual electricity on the wall, taking off that plate, now you're entering the...
absolutely.
The no mistake zone.
Yeah. Obviously, we suggest if you can do it yourself, make sure the circuit's turned off. If you have a voltage meter, just make sure that you've got no power at that switch, just to avoid any potential dangers and hazards.
And to eliminate all questions, don't worry about the individual switch out at the box. Go to the top one where it says main, flip the whole thing.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, that way you don't have to worry about
if you
got the right one.
Down.
Yeah, close the fridge, turn the main breaker off, and you know, you can have it done and back on in 20-30 minutes tops.
So once you get the faceplate off, what are you going to see?
So you'll, on a normal switch, you will have two screws. One for your power coming in, and then the other one for your switch leg, which takes the power when you flip the switch on, up to the box and controls the lighting and the fan there, or in just a general fixture in your bedroom.
And they'll generally, there's a couple inches of play on the wire, you know, from the electrician that installed it. So you're able to pull, you know, you take your two switches, probably a flathead off the faceplate.
Yep.
Then you've got two more screws underneath it to actually pull the switch out.
Yep.
And then you've got the wires into the switch itself.
Correct. And obviously there should be a ground at the bottom as well. You should have about 4 or 5 inches of wire coming out from that box. Just makes it easier, so that way you can pull it all the way out.
You can almost just look at your new one and the old one on there and take one wire off at a time and put it here.
Yep.
You know, take the next wire off and put it in the exact same spot on the new one, and finally your ground, and theoretically you should be good.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're pretty easy.
So you got all three connections, you put it back in. Put your two screws for the switch, two screws for the faceplate, go turn on your breaker, and you should be in business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you should. Once you turn it on, you turn your switch on, and you can, depending on the type of dimmer you put in, you can check your dimmer and see how it's working.
And what type of dimmer? We're going to talk about that here after Rosie on the House. We can do a lot, but we can't stop the clock. Time for bottom of the hour news break. We'll get back and talk about dimmer selections, because just like paint, one's not good enough. You got to have a whole variety of options.
Oh, absolutely.
Not all are created equal.
No.